Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Think fast.
Wow, my reflexes are off.
Maybe you should study reflexology.
Wow. That was it. When you said, oh, I have an intro, that's what you meant, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Then this is Stranger Still.
Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast about feet.
Wow, those good reflexes.
I know. I've been working on them since the intro.
since 30 seconds ago.
I'm John Beacon.
I'm Nick Wood. How's it going, man?
Pretty good. I've got freshly washed feet. Thanks for lending me your hair, just like Jesus.
My hair?
Yeah, that's how Jesus washed feet. It's in the Bible.
With people's hair?
Jesus washed other people's feet with his hair or something.
His hands?
No, with his hair.
You've been reading the wrong Bible.
Are we going to different Biblets?
I think
I got version 2.0.
Oh, that makes a lot of
Everybody
sense.
Everybody email us if you think that Jesus didn't wash his other people's feet with his hair or something.
Now, John, why did you wash your feet?
I washed them because you sent me a text message last night that we put in our Stranger Still group. And it said, wash your feet before tomorrow, period. Or no, yep, period. I want to touch them.
Just to put this in context.
No.
To put this in further context, the last time we had texted.
Oh, yes.
Was 24 hours before that I sent you that text.
And I got that, and I was working.
Yeah.
And I was like, and this is Stranger Still.
And you didn't reply. You just posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, no, I knew that would be the right move.
Yeah. I mean, while we're talking about the Facebook, if you're out
join it.
If you like us, go listen to that. And hey, while you're just like on your phone, leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah. We say that often. Every podcast does.
Yeah.
But if you actually do it, there goes my hero. That song's about you.
Yeah. Foo Fighters were thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
John, what are we talking about this week? I didn't do any
my
research.
Feet.
We're talking about feet.
My foots, dude.
Yeah.
My foots. Both of them.
This episode kind
both
of...
Both foots.
Both footses. This episode kind of came out of last week.
Yeah.
It is something that I've wanted to do for a long time for reasons that I'll get into. Just some personal experiences, but...
You don't have to get too deep into your personal preferences when it comes to feet, but continue.
That's for a bonus episode.
Okay.
Which
is patreon.com/stranger still?
Something like that.
Sure.
It'll be on our Facebook.
Yeah.
When we're talking about chiropractic,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of like
chiropractic for the foot.
Yeah, it's like reflexology, but for your spine. Mm-hmm. And it came up, and I was like, then we have to do it.
Yeah.
Now, I have two personal experiences that I just want to share because I think they're enlightening and frustrating. One of them is interesting, and one of them is just very frustrating. The first one... is the first time I ever heard of reflexology was in like 11th grade, 12th grade. I had a teacher. He was a physics teacher. He had like a master's in biology, but the biology department wasn't hiring, so he became a physics teacher. He was good at his job. But he had testicular cancer years prior. And one day, just like, I don't remember how this came up, apropos of nothing probably, he was talking about how his friend who is... some sort of doctor was getting into this thing called reflexology. And he's like, hey, can I try this out on you? And he's like, yeah, sure, whatever.
He has to touch the student's foot?
No, these guys were friends.
Okay. This is outside of school.
Yeah. So the person who's telling the story is Mr. Jensen. His friend
wow.
is...
Wow. Call him out.
We'll
just okay.
call him... We'll call the his friend the doctor.
Sure.
No, because that's Doctor Who. We'll call him a doctor. He was like, hey, I'm getting into this reflexology thing. Ask Mr. Jensen, can I practice it on you? And he's like, yeah, sure, whatever. And so he's like doing this thing on his feet. And all of a sudden he hits this part on his foot. And Mr. Jensen goes, and the doctor just says, hey, how are your balls? And Mr. Jensen's like, fine. He's like, okay. And then like, according to Mr. Jensen, a couple months later, he found out that he had testicular cancer.
Mm.
So I was like, that's weird. Could just be coincidence. But that was my first exposure to reflexology, and I was like, this is magic. I got to know more. I grew older and wiser since then.
That's horrible.
I know. But recently, our good friend John Tesh.
Oh, John!
Jonathan.
Oh, boy, Jonathan Tesh.
We have to get on this show.
We're going to get you on here, buddy.
Yeah.
Don't listen to any previous episodes.
Don't, please. Also, don't listen to what we're about to say about you. We don't like your radio show. I'm sorry.
Or you.
Because you say things like, feeling stressful at work? Well, according to experts in reflexology, you could spend 2 minutes massaging the part on your hand between your first finger and thumb, and it can relax you, something stupid like
that. Yeah, it's a common pressure point. It solves the headaches.
Sure.
Right.
John Tesh.
Okay. John Tesh, we have nothing against you personally, just your show.
And whoever does
and
the
everything
research.
You say.
You can't say, experts say that reflexology works, because it doesn't. Spoilers for this entire episode.
Okay.
I really hate John Tesh, because he has a very...
You hate his show.
He has a very wide-reaching show, and I guess it's a multimedia empire at this point, because he's all over Twitter, and he has a book, and he has a website and blog and stuff.
You don't hate John Tesh. You don't hate John Tesh.
I hate his...
You hate his brand.
I hate his brand.
Well, let's get him on the show, and let's
let him defend
talk
himself,
out.
Yeah. But you have a very wide-reaching brand, and you're going out there saying things like reflexology works when, spoilers for the end of the show, the science says almost assuredly it does not.
Okay.
So John Tesh, get your stuff together, get better researchers. Like me.
Hey.
I was about to say us, but you don't do any research.
Nah, sometimes.
So enough about that. John, what is reflexology? I've talked enough about it, but you tell me what it is.
Sure, yeah.
Because you've done all the research.
So most people have 2 feet, okay?
That's true.
Right? And you use one to walk left, and you use one to walk right.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you use both in tandem,
mm-hmm.
you walk straight. Now, those feet not only predict where you're going to end up
mm-hmm.
in the future, because you're walking towards a destination, but if you look at them, they'll also tell you if you have testicular cancer.
Is that our litmus test?
That's what I've learned.
I don't want to say testicular a lot this episode, so my new example is just going to be diabetes, because that comes up a lot too.
It's called diabetes, Nick, and it's detected by the feet.
Oh, okay. So reflexology is...
It's diabetes of the foot.
Yes, that's what reflexology is.
There was no punchline.
Oh, okay.
That was the joke and the punchline in one.
Oh,
it's a new
work.
Type of joke. It's called a junk line.
Yeah, it was pretty junky. So reflexology is an alternative medicine that takes a lot of ideas we've already explored, like... acupuncture, pressure points, chi, subluxation, like we talked about last week, and really hones it down. So instead of like hitting certain pressure points all over your body to like open up your chi or whatever energy flow force you have going on inside you, reflexology narrows it down to specific points on your feet, sometimes your hands, and to a lesser degree your mm-hmm. ears. I bet you didn't know that one.
No, yeah, I didn't hear about it.
So
is that a junk?
No,
joke
that
too?
Was a junk.
Okay.
There are reflexologists out there that have mapped out your feet, hands, and ears to different parts of your body. Different internal organs are all mapped out to...
Sounds like acupuncture.
Areas. Yeah. Basically, yeah, just on very specific areas of your body. And it's the same idea as if there's a blockage of energy, then it's causing your ailments. It's giving you asthma or diabetes or cancer. And if you can open up that flow by applying pressure to those mapped out points on the feet, hands, or ears, you can restore that energy flow and fix the ailment. Bada bing, bada boom, cure to cancer.
That's offensive to me and my people.
Bada bing, bada boom?
Italians?
You're Italian? Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me go make some pizza.
Hey,
or some pasta fazool.
I'm going to forget about it, but let's go on.
I'm walking here. So, reflexology, if you...
Hey, I'm walking here. It was a good segue. I'll give you that.
Thanks. So, if you rub and apply, like, if you take the tops of your big toe and you rub and apply pressure that you can relieve pressure in your sinuses, say.
Okay.
Or if you rub the ball of your heel, it can restore the energy flow to your gonads and maybe restore fertility.
Nice.
Something like that.
Sick.
It is pretty sick.
Pretty good.
So, depending on where you ask, there are plenty of different theories as to where reflexology came from, which is a bit of a problem because nowadays there are so many different maps out there for reflexology. It's hard to like... I later on I'm gonna try to describe what a map looks like, but everyone has their own.
Yeah, you see them a lot, and it's in the form of a rainbow colored poster.
Yes.
At any massage place.
Exactly. Yeah. Walmart had one for sale on their website that I almost bought.
Dude, we have to deck this place out. When we start doing videos regularly, which we talked about in our bonus episode, go check it out on Patreon.
Yeah.
We're going to have Himalayan salt lamps. We're going to have...
We have one.
Mixology. Yeah. We got 3-star. But
yeah, 3-star.
We gotta really step things up in
we
here.
We do. We got to get like a phrenology map. We got to get all kinds of stuff.
Thank you.
Anyway, reflexology. Some say that it comes from an ancient Chinese practice of healing foot massage. The International Institute of Reflexology claims that it's been around since 2330 BCE, if you will, which is way too specific to be real. They also claim that Egyptians and Native Americans had healing foot massage techniques similar to reflexology. In the 1950s, though, not 1950s, the 1500s. Wow, brain, thanks for making that connection. There's this thing called zone therapy that popped up, and it was this idea of applying pressure to certain areas of the body to relieve pain elsewhere, just like reflexology. But then this continued in the 1900s, became wildly popular. I came across an article by Edwin Bowers called "To Stop That Toothache, Squeeze Your Toe." And that was just one of the popular documents about zone therapy. That
what year was that?
It was like 1910 or 1912, okay. I think it was.
He's probably got a job at BuzzFeed now.
Yeah, exactly. And then later on, Dr. William H. Fitzgerald mapped out 10 zones on your foot that could be massaged and heal parts of other parts of your body. Starting to get into reflexology there. But then this woman named Eunice Ingham came along and wrote 2 books about feet that gave birth to modern reflexology. And no, it's not adult fiction. She came up with many of the rudimentary maps that reflexologists still use today. So if you see a map that has like 25 zones, like 20 zones maybe on each foot, that's probably one of Eunice's maps. But if it has like 50, that's one of the stupid modern ones that someone's just made up.
Now, just to clarify, Eunice was Courage's mother.
That was Eustace.
Okay, it was Eustace.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just wanted to
no,
make
that was
clear.
That was the guy.
Eustace
Muriel was the woman.
Muriel and Eustace, okay.
I'm glad we fixed that before.
Well, they're from the same
actually
era. Yeah.
There's also another article that stated foot massage was brought to Europe from Marco Polo after he went to China. There's been as recent developments as 1957, a Dr. Paul Noogier.
Nice. He did it all for the noogie?
I guess.
Okay.
He mapped out reflexology points in the ear, and that's not even where it ends, but that's where I'm ending it for now. One of my favorite theories, though, is just simply that in the 1890s, we are finally beginning to understand how the body worked, like what organs were and stuff, because we're looking at cadavers. But like we had a lot of pieces, but we didn't know how they fit in.
When
the
you swallow gum, it definitely goes to the appendix.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's pretty much what it was like. So they learned that we had nerves running all over the body, and then it came into your spine at the central nervous system. So since these nerves, they learned, responded to touch, this led them to believe that it was all connected. And if you could relax one part of your body, it would relax your central nervous system and maybe relieve some pain or something like that. I think that's the most plausible idea of where reflexology came from. I don't think that it came from ancient Chinese medicine, but I would love to be wrong about that.
Well, sure. Everything that we've ever covered comes from something that has maybe some truth in it that's exaggerated or misunderstood.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a little bit of surprising stuff at the end of this episode, but before we get there, I got to tell you what reflexology can do for you, John.
Not only that, but are we going to wait till after the break to reveal that I'm barefoot and clean and you're going to take a look at them?
Yeah, once we get there after the break, I'm going to perform some reflexology on you.
Great.
You just tell me what ails you and I'm going to cure you.
Everything. Fix my finances.
Existence is pain.
Yeah.
So what can reflexology do for you? Well, I'm glad you asked, John. At a bare minimum, like best case scenario, it can help relax you, put you in a better mood, supposedly reduce pain. It can, and I'm quoting here, I think it's from the International Institute of Reflexology, can help the body to normalize by promoting balance and a state of harmony between the body, mind, and emotions.
I do use both feet to balance, so that doesn't make sense.
You are right about that, but you can thank your ears for that. Maybe that's where the...
Oh, well, God, yeah, they all tie together. You're just proving it right,
like
Nick.
This. Once you go past like relaxation, you start getting into things like boosting your immune system, which is something that came up with chiropractic. Fertility issues, I think that also came up. Help with digestion, insomnia, hormone issues, menstruation, anxiety, headaches, detox, diabetes, eyesight, hair loss. I could use that one. And of course, cancer. So any area that's mapped out on your feet, hands, or ears will see improvement if you practice reflexology on it.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of a pro, like your shoulders are mapped up on there. So if you're having shoulder pain, you can hit your, I think it's like the outside of your foot, and it'll help your shoulder.
Yeah. You broke up with your ex. You can listen to Brand New, or you can poke on the ball of your foot.
Yeah. No, that's like the...
The sole?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Okay.
Like I said before, I'd love to describe what the maps look like. I'm going to do my best, just giving an overarching, there's a lot of themes to these. Most of the map is symmetrical, but 1 foot correlates to that side of the body. So if you want to fix the shoulder on your right side of the body, you hit that part on your right foot. If you want to do the left, you do the left side. But then there's some organs that aren't asymmetrical, like your heart and your stomach. So those, like your heart will show up on your left foot, stomach shows up in your left foot, your liver shows up on mostly your right foot, but then a little bit of your left foot.
Okay, then your heart's mostly on your left side, yeah. Right? So
any of that maps up. And then your toes are like your brain and your glands and your head and neck area.
I got a really difficult question for
you.
What if my foot hurts?
Go to your hands.
Okay.
Because the feet aren't even mapped out on here, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because it starts at your head, basically at your toes, and then just under your toes, you get into the chest area, chest organs, like your heart and lungs and kidneys and stuff like that. As you move down, you get into the liver, stomach, pancreas, gallbladder, and then the bottom of your foot is basically the groin area, your lower back, intestines, colon, and genitals. And then, like, the inside of your foot is your spine. So if you're having spine issues, you go for the inside of your foot usually. And then on the maps of the hands, I typically found that fingers are, like, the inside parts of your head, like brain, sinuses, throats, glands. Your palm, like, the outside area of your palm here is your organs, like your lungs, stomach, and kidneys. The wrist is actually, like, your sex organs, your genitals.
Nice.
And then your thumb, the outside part of your thumb is your spine. And then the ear is the Wild West. I saw a little bit of a pattern, but I don't know if this is true for everyone. Like it starts like right here on that little thing that's called the tragus, this little thing that sticks out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what to call that, the little flap, little flappy guy on the inside of your ear. It's like, it starts at your head there and then moves down toward your lobe. Like, what is that, clockwise. It goes clockwise down along your lobe. And that's like your...
Well, on your right ear, it would be clockwise. On your left ear, it would be
clockwise. Oh, you're right. That's like, that gets down to your shoulder area. And then once you get up to the helix and come around inside your ear, that's when you get to like your intestines and genitals and stuff. And then if you just want to lose all faith in humanity, there's also reflexology maps for your eyes and tongue that I'm not even going to get into because they just made me mad.
I have a stomachache. Punch my tongue, please. Thank you.
The one on the tongue was a circle, okay. Which I don't understand. And then the eye one...
Ow, my elbow. Poke me in the eyes. Thank you. Oh,
that's why the Three Stooges lived so long.
Yeah.
They didn't, but...
They have very healthy elbows.
So part of the appeal of reflexology is that it's non-invasive. You get to keep all of your clothes on. You don't have to do any surgery or anything like that. So if you can cure digestive tract issues with touching your feet, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
The other part is that you can do it on yourself. Like John Tesh said, if you're sitting there stressed, you activate this pressure point and you're going to get relaxed. Though?
I mean, there are ways that you can touch yourself that feels pretty good, Nick. I'm not going to get into those.
That's a bonus.
But giving yourself a massage, it doesn't really work the same, you know?
No, it certainly doesn't for reasons that we'll get into.
The same reason you can't tickle yourself.
Right. It doesn't have the same effect on your brain.
Right.
So if you want to go to someone that practices reflexology, there's a million of them out there. I tried to find an exact number, but I couldn't find any. But on Google Maps, I found just like 20 in our general area.
Okay.
Which is, I feel like, a lot for a city of 250,000 people.
That's
like one for every 1,000 persons. I can think of 1,000 people.
Do you say persons or do you say people, like a human?
I have no idea.
Well, you said both.
I think you need to cover my bases.
I understand
bases.
That. I think you need a pinky poke. That'll help fix your brain.
Oh, that feels so much better. I have been missaying things a lot this episode. So when you go to a reflexologist, they're going to figure out what your ailments are. If you're going to do this to yourself, you can map out your feet. They're going to map out your feet.
Now, before you go to a reflexologist, ask to see their internet search history to make sure they're not too in defeat, you know?
Yeah, if they start making noises while they're poking your feet, you should probably put your shoes back
on. You don't want to judge them. Like, that's their own business.
Don't yuck their yum, but they will try to upsell you on some questionable activities.
Right. Now, that's lying slander, so that's not real. That's just a joke. But let's continue on with the science.
There was one, like, WikiHow that said, if you want to do this by yourself, it'd be good to sit down and just, like, go on your feet, lightly but firmly apply pressure to each mapped out area for about 10 seconds and catalog any pain or reactions you have just from that. If you're sure, why not?
Yeah, why not?
A reflexologist, though, will sit you down in like a relaxing chair or sometimes even a massage table. They'll sanitize your feet for you or your hands or ears or whatever they're going to work on. And then depending on what your ailments are, they'll just go to that area, apply pressure for 5 to 10 seconds until you're healed.
That probably feels nice, like a nice foot
massage. I bet it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing it to myself right now. It feels great.
Yeah, me too.
It's basically a massage, and they just do that until you're good as new, like fresh from the package. Or do they, John?
Well, it gives me a theory, but I'm not going to tell you right now.
I think you're probably in the right area.
Okay.
I think it should be telling that if you want to become a reflexologist in just 6 days, it can cost you $850. But that website hasn't been updated since 2018, so I'm sure the price has gone up since inflation.
They got an SSL?
And they definitely haven't gone out of business. I doubt it.
Okay.
There was another website that said you need between 150 and 300 hours of study to become a good reflexologist, and it should cost you, generally for a good like a class on this stuff, it should be anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 to this.
How much does it cost in comparison to become a Reiki practicer?
That's a good question. I know that there's workshops to do it, but I think it's pretty cheap.
Okay.
You can do it in like 2 days, I think.
So you could do Reiki for way cheaper than a reflexologist.
And probably make about the same.
Okay.
But the $2,000, $5,000 might be worth it if the science says it works and you can make a decent living off of it. So what does the science say, John?
Well, you kind of spoiled it, Nick.
It's not that simple. Healthline.com laid it out pretty effectively. First of all, there's just not a lot of studies on reflexology because I guess no one wants to do it. But they looked at pain and anxiety specifically. One study looked at 250 women with breast cancer, and they had reported it helped reduce chemotherapy symptoms and improve their quality of life, but did not help with pain management. There's another study they cited that was like 34 people, so I didn't even include it here because it was too small to be considered valid. And then for anxiety,
that's what you get when you subscribe to Stranger Still. That's the quality control.
I'm gonna read through these articles for you.
I know that's a joke, but like you do thorough research and make sure that we're actually giving you real stuff, and we try to keep it in mind, even though we sound cynical, because at the end of your research, you feel like you're gonna go insane.
Yeah, I do. They looked at anxiety as well, speaking of. And they had two studies that looked at two different groups of people who received reflexology before going into some sort of surgery. I think one of them was like for lung cancer or something like that. And I can't remember the other one was. But those two studies both showed that getting reflexology before going into surgery could help reduce anxiety for that surgery. I know you have a lot to say.
Yeah, I want the control to be just getting a foot massage, but go on.
I think that is a very good point, and a lot of these studies don't include that.
Okay.
Usually it's some sort of placebo, which is just hitting random areas of the foot.
Hey, Nick, when you stand up,
yeah,
what part of your body is under the most stress?
Your foot.
Right.
Hang on to that thought.
Okay.
There's one meta study I found at the National Library of Medicine that looked at a bunch of things like its effectiveness on headaches, stroke, stress, multiple sclerosis, asthma, diabetes, all that kind of stuff. And It had one study that said 55% of people seeking treatment for migraines found relief with reflexology, and 11% of them stopped taking medication. So it was pretty effective in that regard.
That's good.
There's also a study.
Anytime you reduce medication.
Absolutely, yeah. There's one study, the caveat to that is never seek out something like reflexology or pretty much anything we've talked about on the show in lieu of medication, because then you'll end up like Steve Jobs, because that's how he died.
Well, that's why we got a podcast.
Yeah. There's one study in 2000 that showed reflexology could help reduce stress. There's one sizable, that goes back to the anxiety thing. There's a sizable study that showed that it could help with diabetes, but only helping with the pain caused by diabetes. It's not going to cure your diabetes. There's a study for lower back pain, asthma attacks, and stroke that were either inconclusive or the results were the same as placebo, which again, we've talked about this before. Placebo is placebo. It's going to work whether you know it's placebo or not. So if you're getting results from placebo, that's better than not getting any treatment at all. But when people are seeking this out instead of proper care, or they're getting swindled out of money for this kind of stuff, that's when I start to hate reflexology and it starts to get really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of this article and even the Healthline article, they conclude on the same very important points, which is any positive results from any of these studies can be explained in a couple of ways. The first being that human contact releases a lot of hormones. Like, look at studies on just people cuddling, or even skin-to-skin contact after a newborn is born.
is newly born?
Yeah. It releases hormones in the mother and the father and the baby that create a connection between these human beings.
Yep.
It's good for you to have human contact.
That's a beautiful thing to say. And that's why I want to remind our listeners to go to strangersillshow.com/shop to buy John's skin flaps. That's right. Gross. You just apply them to your body and they'll help your newborn grow.
You'll feel the connection. But that's one important thing to consider, is that just human contact in general is going to release all these chemicals that make you feel good. And if people are saying things like, yeah, it helps reduce anxiety or improves my quality of life, it's probably because you're having human contact. Which brings me to the second point, which is you're basically just getting a massage, which, yeah, of course, that's going to relax you. And you pointed out you're on your feet all day.
It's just one thing, and that's the only point of Earth that is in contact with you.
Yeah.
That's going to feel pretty good to get the most stressed part of your body.
Yeah, you're sitting
massaged
in a comfy chair. You're getting your feet touched by a human being, and they're relaxing the massages, yeah, that you've been working all week. Like, you know when else that happens? When you get a massage.
Yeah.
You get the same reaction. So would I recommend it? Would you recommend it? I would absolutely say not. The scientific studies say that there's basically nothing to it other than placebo or just a regular massage.
But even as far as that, that's a pretty specific, like, massage is a circular motion most of the time on, mm-hmm, your foot, and they cover the whole basis.
Yeah.
Reflexology sounds like they're just, okay, I'm going to poke as hard as I can.
But that still feels pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do it to you in just a little bit, okay, after the break.
It sounds like a mediocre massage.
Yeah, but it's still relaxing.
I'll still leave you a Yelp review.
And, yeah, it's not super expensive. Like, an hour-long session can cost you anywhere from $40 to $90. Most websites say it should cost you about $1 an hour or $1 a minute. But honestly, I don't think you're going to get much more of it than just like turning to a friend or a partner and saying, hey, can you lightly but firmly apply pressure to this point on my foot, hand, or ear for 10
right.
seconds?
And then if you're really having trouble with coming up with the money for it or figuring out if it's worth your time, start a podcast with a friend and convince them to do an episode on reflexology.
Hey, this is the long con, isn't it? Yeah. Well, I think that brings us to our break. After we return, I'm going to touch your feet.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
What is going on?
My feet are in front of the table. You should probably move your drinks and beverages away from my foot ox.
This is a bad idea.
Is it?
Yeah. Where can people find us?
StrangerStillShow.com.
I can't think with your feet here. This is a horrible idea.
This is literally...
I know it was my idea.
You asked for this.
I understand that was my idea.
Did you not realize that it would be real?
Here's the thing. I'm going to touch John's feet. You guys at least owe us an iTunes review.
Yeah, please.
That's it. Just leave us an iTunes review. So John,
by the way, they're great feet right now.
They're not bad.
What's your body wash?
Old Spice. Is that what you use?
Yeah, is it Sway or was it
Swagger?
Okay.
I think.
No, it was not Swagger.
No. It's,
It was a one syllable.
Matterhorn.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Oh.
It was
it's one syllable.
What is it? I don't remember. It's okay. Old Spice. It's like they stopped making Steez. The deodorant. No, it's like it was in their Matterhorn collection, but they stopped making them.
Yeah.
Which is really the deodorant, but they keep making the soap.
Sure. Yeah. It's very good smelling. Yeah. My feet are like literally sparkling like a SpongeBob gif.
Yeah.
You know?
So what part of your body ails you the most, do you think? Is it your head or your neck or your pituitary gland or your thyroid or your parathyroid?
My lower back.
Oh, your
it's going to be a
back.
Lot of central. Can we just document this moment, though?
Yeah. I was going to take a picture of this situation and use it as our thumbnail.
I mean, I've got a good one of you anyway.
Yeah, I get portrait mode going here. Beautiful. Okay. So it's your lower back that hurts you the
right,
most?
Right.
That leaves us with a lot to work on.
And my
with.
Heart, like by the emotional version.
Oh, your heart would be up here-ish.
Okay.
Here, this area. Oh, it's up here, this area.
Can I tell you?
What?
For some reason, I've always freaked out anytime anybody talks to this. What's the part of your foot that's right underneath your toe, your big toe?
This.
Yeah, but
this?
Like the like front
your,
part.
Your
yeah.
toe knuckle.
I feel like my toe knuckle is going to shatter into a million pieces anytime anyone's ever touched it. It's the most uncomfortable,
well,
horrible.
Let's go for your heart then, right here.
Is that my heart?
Yeah, this whole area is your heart and lungs.
Okay.
So I'm going to apply pressure here.
Right.
And I'll cut out most of the silences, but I just want to see how you feel after we go through this.
Am I supposed to be silent, or can I talk through this?
You can talk about it if you want, but
because it feels like the same like where it almost hurts on your hand when someone grabs between your thumb and your pointer finger. Also, can I say how appreciative I am of our friendship we've grown?
Yeah,
because I thought this might be a little awkward, and it's not. It's just fine.
Yeah,
it's probably awkward, more awkward
it
for
feels
you.
Feels very professional right now. I don't
know
why.
Yeah. Well, it's because we have microphones in our faces.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
What I'm doing right now is I have this whole section.
That part right there actually hurts.
Your heart hurts?
I mean, that part of my foot does. Maybe if you poke my heart, it'll fix that part of my foot, but.
Does that hurt?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, yeah.
That one felt like meaty, so it felt like it was going to hurt when I touched it.
I don't have any meat in me. It's all vegan. It's, this is some pea protein.
True. We've done here for this one.
Yeah, that part right there, that's like the scariest thing. That's the one part of my body that I'm like, nope, it's going to shatter.
All right, so I kind of covered the entire heart area of your foot.
Okay.
Just applying little bits of pressure on different areas. How does your heart feel now?
The same.
Good. how is your, let's see, what's an interesting one? I could do your kidney.
Love my kidney.
Do you want me to heal? Oh, your kidneys are good?
No, I mean, it could use a little refresher.
I'll do both feet at the same time.
Okay.
It's about this area. It's kind of a small area, so it's only like, do this.
It's a good amount of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it feels great. It feels like a regular foot massage.
Right.
But without the motion.
Yeah.
And then I don't feel anything in my kidney, Nick. I feel pressure on my feet.
You don't feel them working overtime or nothing?
I had a beer at work after work. We have a keg in the break room.
Yeah.
But,
so it's turning that
the kidneys
into...
work with the liver, right? They're in tandem.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, all the water flows through there, so eventually it'll get there. Now, you said you had problems with your lower back.
Yes.
This is a big area, so we'll start here, and we'll just kind of work our way around. And you let me know if your back feels better after this.
Now it's going to start going into placebo mode.
Yeah. Yeah, that's placebo's placebo.
That actually, yeah.
That feel good on your back?
It makes my feet feel better than they did. But my back, I mean, I'm probably because of the way I'm seated right now, my back feels better because I'm kind of like stretched.
Yeah. How are we could do your ears and eyes. That's the part of my feet that I really like touch. It's like the part right underneath your toes, but like not the meaty part. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The part that's underneath the sole. Yeah. That's a good part there too. This is not helping my back at all.
This is the part that I like right here.
Oh yeah.
Like the pads of your foot.
Cause it kind of feels like a handhold.
Yeah.
It's like when you go like this, when you like interlock your fingers.
Yeah.
I see that.
I'm done touching your feet. How is your heart, kidneys, or lower back, John?
Well, how can I test my kidney? I can create more bile, right? Is that how that works?
No, that's your gallbladder.
Okay. Well, my feet feel better.
If you pee more effectively, that'd be a good sign.
Okay.
But if you start peeing blood, then I did something really wrong.
Yeah, no, that'd be bad. And then we definitely deserve a review on iTunes.
Yeah. So if you feel any different in the coming days, just leave leave a post on Facebook and our listeners can check in on you.
Yeah, I'll be sending, if you want to see pictures of my urine, go to Facebook and search.
No. No. My urine.
Okay.
And with that,
wait, your urine?
Yeah. Don't ask questions.
Is it called urine?
It's Mayan.
Okay.
That's a
gross.
I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
This is Stranger Still.
What a way to end.